Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Got it. What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, July 9th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's there.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all.
Oh,
that's right.
You're right,
It is
Cakes.
An Olt. And Jason Bishop.
Merry Christmas.
Music to my ears. Music to my ears. Why Merry Christmas, buddy?
Well, it's Christmas morning every Thursday because there's a new golf tournament.
Oh, it's true.
Something new to unwrap, a new toy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. True, true. We have something to look forward
always
to
always look
today.
Forward to it. Yep, we do. 6:45, it'll start.
So grateful for it.
Get your golfers in. Get them in.
Especially considering some of the announcements yesterday, the Ivy Leagues, they've canceled fall. And frankly, we had a coach on yesterday with for time and room, I was up late, so I'll probably be grumpy today. Mm-hmm. And the way the Ivies are handling this, I don't think they're planning on sports all year. They're having, like, only freshmen and juniors, say, at Princeton, can show up on campus in the fall. And then in the spring semester, only sophomores and seniors can be on campus at this point. Well, you can't have half the team.
Right,
on
right.
They're effectively canceling sports. Now, they're going to reevaluate in January. But what they've got going right now effectively cancels sports.
Man, so sad.
It's crazy. And the thing that's scary about it, you go, okay, it's the Ivy League. Remember, the Ivy League set the tone for everything last March. And
yeah.
I think they made the right call.
They were the tip of the spear for shutting their tournament down, the Hoops tournament.
And everybody kind of fell in line after that.
That's right.
And I think it was the right call at the time. We certainly did not know what was going on, and it's been a mess.
Mm.
But, man. Now, the good news is I know the Power 5 conferences. Like, there's no way Ohio State's doing this or
Alabama,
Michigan or LSU. They're not doing that. But, man, the Ivies, they don't care. They do not care.
They actually prioritize academics.
I mean, how dare
athletics.
They, Case?
I truly
resent them.
It's crazy and it's wacky.
But some of the other FCS conferences could do it.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, some of the smaller, like the D3 stuff, they've already, I think the NESCACs,
a lot of those schools have already announced it, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But someone else will fall in line. Someone else, I mean, it's not going to be the SEC, but someone else will fall in line.
Yeah. Yep. They're going to. They're just trying to. Oh,
you saw Stanford. Stanford lost 11 sports.
11 sports.
And I bet you there's more to come.
240 athletes.
Well, I mean, probably the most popular was men's volleyball for a Pac-12 team. That's a big sport.
Big sport.
I mean, those kids
wrestling.
Wrestling, yeah. Those kids are on scholarships.
Big one. I mean, there were 240 athletes that lost their sport yesterday at Stanford, and that's Stanford.
And by the way, it's July. It's mid-July. School starts in a month and a half.
Yeah.
What are those kids supposed to do if they want to transfer?
Yeah. They're going to have a hard time.
From the school's perspective, there's not a lot of time for them to make preparations. And,
the
Ivy Leagues, I think they're different because, as Cakes mentioned, they care about the academics, number one. They're academic institutions.
Well, they would care more about sports if they made revenue from it. They don't really make much revenue, is my guess, from sports.
Well,
right. You know.
Well, someone
but
had
that's the history of the Ivy League.
Well, someone had a great point about how Stanford was canceling all these other sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you're going to have to reevaluate how you handle all of these, you know, non-revenue generating sports, because all these teams and kids are traveling nonstop, and they just have this huge cost that is kind of a burden on the school.
Well, it's always been that way.
I know, but you're not realizing how much of a huge cost that
it was,
you know,
$12 million. Right.
Well, yeah. But that's nothing new, and all the pandemic just crushes them though. It crushes them. But like, here's the thing with the Ivies: if the Ivies were making $50 million a year like Ohio State did, you know, in football, or Michigan did last year, they'd care a lot more about sports.
But at some point,
they don't.
When you're in a crunch, when you're in a cash crunch, you have to make some cuts.
And sometimes
the fencing team or the sailing team, they're just going to have to go away.
Well, they get screwed, but the kids get screwed.
But think about it: if it was your kid that was a rower,
of course you'd be upset.
Yeah, devastating. I was just waiting for the dive team to be canceled.
Tell them to pick a more popular sport.
Well,
some of it may have been inevitable. Much like we said, the pandemic has sped up the process of malls dying in America and certain things, certain, you know, corporations and companies that seem to be declaring bankruptcy every day. The same may have been the case for some of those fringe sports that weren't generating money. And it's unfortunate that it's happening as fast as it has, but you know that's been happening to some of the non-revenue generating sports for a long time.
No doubt. And Stanford said that they've been struggling. But I also got to imagine that Stanford's endowment's probably what is it, $1 billion?
It's got to be pretty big.
It's got to be huge.
It's got to be massive.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
Anyway, it's just depressing. The whole thing's depressing. I don't want to start it on a depressing note. We've got golf today. So that'll be good.
Well, that's the
only. We're 2 weeks away from opening day. Exactly 2 weeks. Let's hope we get there. But we are 2 weeks away from Nationals against Yankees for real.
The Stanford endowment, by the way, did you say $1 or $2 billion, EB? Roughly?
I am guessing.
Was your guess?
Yeah.
According to Wiki, $27.7 billion.
$27 billion.
And they can't keep the volleyball team?
Apparently
what's
not.
What's going on?
I don't understand it.
I don't understand.
What's the
that
interest
either?
On $27 billion?
Unless the endowment can't go towards scholarships for some
bizarre
legal
reason.
Rule.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is wacky.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That sounds like more than what Apple's worth. That's crazy.
Well, that's not even close. I mean, Apple's like a $1 trillion company.
Yeah. Well, it's very, very depressing. And I was just sort of doing the math on the whole Ivy thing last night. And I was like, well, wait a second. They're only having half the school on campus. They're planning on no sports all year. That's what they're planning on.
Oh. I got to talk to my buddy. My buddy's kid plays third base for Yale, and he had a conference call yesterday, Zoom call.
Like a 3-hour one. Yeah.
Yep. And I got to find out what that discussion was all about.
Ivy League,
Yale baseball is spring sport, but
I always thought a lot of them weren't on scholarship anyway in the Ivy League.
They aren't. It's their like financial aid things.
Right.
Yeah. But they still find ways.
But they still want to play.
Oh, I understand that they want to play. And what I said yesterday, I don't know what happens. A lot of those Ivy Leagues, sure, they have conference games, but they have out-of-conference games. So it's going to have impact on all those teams that they play out of the conference.
You don't think of it because it's the Ivy League. But, for example, in men's lacrosse, the Ivy Leagues, I mean, they won the national title a couple of years ago, Yale. I mean, they're powerhouses.
Yep.
So...
That's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal. It's like almost like you can't even have a national championship if you don't have the Ivies involved. So, I don't know.
And a lot of those kids will stay because let's just say they canceled lacrosse. A lot of those kids will stay because it's Yale.
But what if some of them have already transferred from.
That's what I'm saying. There might be five or six or seven kids who want to go play at Maryland.
Absolutely. Well, the best player at Princeton was arguably the best player in the country, and he's at Duke now.
Right. So, I mean, it's a trickle down. It affects them all. I mean,
it affects everybody. It's just a big deal. Now, the good news is they are going to, I guess, reevaluate in January. And I do think things are going to clean up here. But, man, it's bleak. It's bleak.
Bleak is best case scenario.
I mean, potentially, can you imagine being a spring sport kid in college. And I know everyone, a lot of people out there that can't relate to this, but imagine if your kid worked their, their tails off for 10 years, and this is sort of the pinnacle for them to compete in college, and they potentially get two seasons wiped out.
Nothing short of devastating.
Yeah, devastating. That's what they work so hard for this.
Yep. And it goes beyond just the colleges. I mean, the high school kids are dealing with the same stuff.
Yeah, the high school. Imagine being in high school. Like, you're only going to play high school sports. They took away your senior year.
Right. I mean, going to school 2 days a week.
Yeah.
I mean, these kids need to be with other kids. They need to see faces. They need to see, they need to socialize. They need to see teachers. They need all of that.
Yeah.
This is going to affect the youth for years. For years it's going to affect them.
Yeah.
Especially if they end up canceling school.
Here's the thing that scares me is, and I'm totally, staying away from politics as much as we can on this show, but we all agree that, the opinion of Trump is so negative that because he's going so hard on opening schools, it's almost going to make people go the other way.
You know what's funny? I was watching, I can't remember who it was.
But he has nothing to do with it, really.
Oh, no, people respond to him.
I know, but
my
point is,
they don't like him so much, they respond to it.
In this case, for example, the Ivy League. That's not driven by Trump or anti-Trump. That's driven by the university presidents making a decision together and what they believe is the best interest of their
students.
Understood,
but I think
similarly,
it becomes...
all across the country,
I don't think so.
Governors are in charge of their states. The local counties decide what they're going to do in terms of the school. So he can say whatever he wants to. Ultimately, if you're in Maricopa County in Arizona, you're making a decision based on the circumstances there.
Yeah, but JP, his point is everything is right versus left. If Trump came out and said, I want school completely closed, I want kids to do distance learning 5 days a week for the entire year, I guarantee
the left would
say the opposite. That's just the way it is.
It is. Listen, it is what it is. He made it.
But that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case in April when you had a task force and daily press conferences saying this is what you should do.
It's a little different.
We were all just kind of in shock for a while there.
Yeah, we know a lot more about it.
We know a lot more.
We know a lot more about the data.
The classic example is Trump touted a medication and everyone went against it. All he did was promote a medication that had success in other countries.
His own CDC and FDA went against it.
Well,
that is true. Don't deny that. That is true.
Well, they've also had to change their course on a lot of it.
Okay,
because the new studies they were based on fraudulent studies. In other words, the whole thing was a joke. Just because Trump got involved, that's what I'm afraid is going to happen with schools.
But again, it wasn't just Trump. It was a CDC and an FDA making a recommendation against it.
Well, they actually don't, because anybody can prescribe it right now. But they've made it a lot more difficult, right, because of political pressure, because the president got involved. The fact is that particular drug has been proven time and time again to be useful in certain situations. And I don't care what you use whatever it takes to get healthy. But people politicize the drug. You think they're not going to politicize the openings of schools? Of course they are.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
JP, if you think there's not a political angle here, then you've lost your mind.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist now. But what I'm saying is when it comes to schools opening, that is on the universities to make a decision.
We're not talking about high schools.
I'm talking about Montgomery County schools.
No,
I'm talking about Fairfax County schools.
Same thing.
No, it doesn't. It fires up the teachers' union. It fires up everybody. Trust me. When they hear the orange guy talk, everyone freaks out and goes the other way.
He's definitely orange.
If I was his advisor, I'd say, orange guy, don't talk about schools. Because they're going to go the other way.
Good luck getting him to do what you ask him to do.
Yeah, he doesn't do that. He does whatever he wants. I'd say, stop talking about schools.
Or he should have just said, close all schools.
Yeah, or just go do the whatever you want. Do the opposite, and then everybody will
close all schools and shut down all sports.
Yes. Say, if Trump said, shut down the country,
because the left doesn't want to agree with him.
My point is, regardless of what he says, Governor Mike DeWine in Ohio, a Republican, Governor Larry Hogan in Maryland, a Republican, they're going to do what they want to do, and they proved to do that.
Grandstanding. A lot of them are grandstanding. Come on, give me a break. Hogan's running for president. They're all grandstanding. It's political.
They're doing what's in the best interest, in their eyes, from the science for their people. And by the way, Maryland and Ohio are two examples of states that have done much better than some of the states which are now struggling.
That's not true at all. Their death rate, they're a show. They just went through their curve before others.
Understood, but we're doing pretty good in Maryland right now.
Because we already went through it. The other states are just going through their time now. Everyone's going to have their little tornado.
It's one of the few states that's doing well.
Yeah. It's just
anyway.
Just,
let's get off of it. People are going to lose their minds.
I know. Well, the good thing is no one listens anymore. It's just everything's political.
Well,
everything's political. Just know that
the vibe machine's lighting up.
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
Someone's listening.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's so frustrating because I'm planning on no school for anyone ever and no more sports ever. Only golf because they apparently know how to pull it off. Thank God. So get used to that.
Like golf is the same as sports where people are on top of each other. Golf is outside, spread around.
The
There's barely
is
enough
the actual
people.
Competition. I don't think that's the issue. The issue is just a lot of it is just the sheer volume of it and the numbers and trying to keep people straight off the field. You know, that's the NBA's problem.
I mean, let's be fair. It's a little different. I mean, it's not physical. They're not banging each other up.
Yeah, but if they're all tested before, that's not an issue.
Is it they have a COVID group playing today?
Yeah, exactly.
It was Cam Champ.
Wait a minute. They grouped all the COVID
together? Nick Watney, Cam Champ.
Symptoms have gone away.
Right. So they're still testing positive, but they have zero symptoms. So it's all okay by the CDC guidelines.
It's not fair to these guys who could potentially have a COVID group. They could test positive for months just because they have remnants of like RNA and DNA or whatever that's still showing positive, even though they're totally asymptomatic. And they've been that way for a long time.
First guys go off at 6:50, by the way.
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
Murrayfield.
They're playing for Ohio.
Ohio.
Very nice. It's not Murrayfield. It's back-to-back weeks at Murrayfield.
It's
like Valerie said, everybody knows they're playing back-to-back weeks at Murrayfield.
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 Yeah. I know you get a silly milkshake there.
All right, let's take a break. It is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio and text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Standard message data charges may apply. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on an Open Line Thursday. Mm-hmm. Presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Let's go to the phones on an Open Line Thursday. 800-636-1067. Dominic's on line one from Richmond. Dominic, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, howdy, good morning.
What's up, Tom? Hey, howdy, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm about to hit up the gym. But I had one recommendation before I do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think people need to relax with all the drama, go fishing. If you suck at fishing, go golfing. Mm-hmm. If you can't do that, I don't know. And then prepare to root for the Washington Hogs.
His advice is
changing.
Fish. Hey. Golf, Dominic. Root for the hole.
Dominic, let me ask you a question. I might be coming to Richmond because we got some good news from our boss yesterday. I don't have to do a Saturday show. I might be coming to Richmond Saturday morning. What's the weather supposed to be like Saturday? We're supposed to have softball tournaments. What do you think?
All right. So I checked my area yesterday morning, and it said Saturday there was a 50 to 60% chance of rain, but it doesn't seem like it's guaranteed, so.
All right. Well, there is a storm coming up through the Carolinas, so I think it's probably going to affect it a little bit.
Row, Raggy.
The Washington Hoosies.
I would tend to lean on like weather.com over dom.com.
I'm the Google.
For the weather.
I looked at AccuWeather, though. So
he looks at it. He lives there.
If he looks at it, that counts.
You don't sound like you're that accurate. Dom.
Yeah, but
he's
interested
because of
this
golf game.
I think he's right.
I'm a fisherman and hunter, so I'm always looking at the weather.
Yeah,
okay,
I agree.
All right. You know what? I stand corrected.
Kicks never looks at the weather.
Dom is plugged in with the weather, apparently.
Right.
So thanks. Plugged in.
He's
y'all have a good day.
Bob Ryan.
Enjoy your fishing and your gaffing and then whatever else you do.
Right.
I don't think I've ever gone fishing in my life.
Really?
Definitely O for life.
I've never even on a vacation stood over a pier and thrown a line.
You never went to silly Allen's Pond back in the day near where we grew up?
I mean, I went to Allen's Pond
you
a lot.
You never threw never one line into the pond?
Never chose to fish there. No, it wasn't something my dad did. You know, a lot of people learn fishing from their father or they go on some sort of fishing trip. My dad never took me fishing.
Right.
Well, Peggy never took me fishing.
No. My parents never did either, but Stumper and I did some fishing. I'm surprised you never went with us when we did.
Nah.
We were in the bay. I would get all seasick, floating around that thing.
Speaking of fishing, Todd Myers. Todd Myers.
A.K.A. Cowboy Todd.
A.K.A. Cowboy Todd actually sent me an email because I sent him. He's in our dinger-only fantasy baseball league. So I sent an email out to the league saying, hey, you guys still want to do it?
It's what a farce that league is.
It's only going to be 60 games, but, you know, it's 50 bucks a man, and they want something to root for and pay attention to. Anyway, so he sent me an email back saying, just keep the money. I got too much going on with work. I'm not going to really pay attention to my team. So if anybody wants to take over my team, they can. I thought about Cakes doing it, but we'll see. But anyway, so he goes, if you're coming to Richmond – hit me up. I'll take you fishing.
Yeah, he wants to hit Lake Anna.
And I said,
yeah.
First of all, I'm not going to have time to fish.
Pump the brakes.
If I go down there, I'm going to be on a softball field all day. So I'm not going to have time to fish. But even if I didn't, I don't know if I want to go fishing.
It's okay. You can just outright tell him, I can't do it. Or I'm not interested.
Well, I'm kind of doing that now.
Right. This is your response.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Yeah. But anyway, thought it was funny that he invited me fishing.
Yeah, you could probably go fishing, hunting, shooting.
Oh, I do all that.
You can do a lot of things with him.
Disc golfing.
Right.
All of the above.
I think fishing would be amazing. I mean, Cakes, you know, he does his annual excursion where he rents his boat for, you know, 10 grand. And
yeah, for way too much money.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that on this vacation. Scaling back.
You're cutting corners, right?
Yeah, you have to. Belt tightening.
But I would love to do it. Hey, one of my favorite shows is the Wicked Tuna shows. Love it. Love when they go. You know how awesome that would be to battle a 100-inch tuna? You know, how tall is 100 inches? Is that like 9 feet or something? What is that? That's like 9 feet, right?
8.5, 9 feet, something like that, yeah.
Isn't 9 times 12?
Well, I don't understand. Why would you say a 100-inch tuna? Why don't you say a 9-foot tuna?
I don't even know, because they measure them by inches.
It's 20 cakeses.
Hey, you're not factoring in that half. It's very important.
Right.
No, I would not want to do that.
By the way, have
you
they ever?
Dude, those things are amazing.
I'd like to eat it. But I don't want to fight.
Eating it's great. Have they ever pulled one of the tuna on deck and taken the sample? And have they ever said it doesn't look good? Every time I haven't watched every episode.
You've watched a lot, then. I can tell you've watched a lot.
Every time they sample it, they're like, oh,
here's what they say.
It has good marbling or whatever.
No, when
good
they
coloring.
Yeah. When they take the deep sample, they always say good coloring. But
right.
the where they're critical in the critical part where they determine prices, they'll say there's not a lot of fat there. They they like fish that has fat.
They like the fatties.
So if they say it looks like a good fish but there's not a lot of fat there, then they don't get as much. They might only get like $12 a pound or whatever.
Because
if
you go to sushi restaurants and you order just regular tuna, it doesn't taste as good as the fatty tuna, also called toro.
Look at you.
Always when you walk into a sushi restaurant, I always ask the manager or the chef, say, "Do you have toro today?" Because they don't always have it.
Yeah,
right.
So it's tough to get. But the toro sushi, fatty tuna, spectacular.
If they have the fatty tuna instead of like $12 a pound, they get like $30.
Yeah,
a pound.
Exactly. That's why they charge you more.
You want the JC?
Yes,
JC
you want
toro.
The JC toro.
That's why when you look on the menu, it always says market price.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yes. Gotcha.
So Dominic did mention the Hogs is the name that he prefers. There was news yesterday.
We're
actually talked to Tom Lavero coming up at 8 o'clock as we talk little Redskins. Mike Jones is going to join us at 7 from USA Today. On the name front, it seems like Warriors isn't going to be a possibility because they want to walk away from any sort of tie to Native Americans.
And it makes, I mean, that makes all the sense in the world. Why would you keep that controversy hanging over your team if you if you're going to make the name change? Like, well, why would you do that?
They're talking about if they keep the logo, right? Which you can't keep the logo.
No, I think just the name Warriors.
See, I was wondering that. But see, can't you just say Warriors means just people like going to war for the country?
You can,
like veterans?
But I think it was Marquette were the Warriors for a long time, and they changed their name because it had to do with Native American tie-ins and imagery.
Just dream up what they think it means.
I'm just telling you.
Warriors doesn't have to mean Native American.
It doesn't have to, but it has that tie.
But Eric, according to the stories, they don't even want that tie.
Just kill me now!
It could be, those people it could be win. Wounded. It you could understand be, those people win? They win all the time now. They win.
Right, you could say Wounded Warriors. I mean, obviously, there's lots of different connotations for Warriors. But what I'm saying is, and don't get wrecked, the Redskins organization, at least according to the reports, wants to walk away from any sort of tie-in. So maybe they want to go with Copperheads EB or something like that.
They should, but they should also be able to use Warriors and use different imagery and go, this is what it's about. It's about veterans.
Okay, they could. Whatever. It's a private organization. They can do whatever they want.
Damn
I'm just
right.
telling you what they are choosing to do according to sources, and it does seem like they do want to stick with the burgundy and gold.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then the other interesting story, Redskins related.
So hold on. So what are the leaders then? If it's not Warriors, it can't be Red Tails.
Agents.
What is it?
Agents.
No,
play the music.
I can't believe you guys aren't backing this. It's the Hoogies. I mean, it makes all sense in the world. Although, I don't know. Like, what's the animal organization?
PETA
will say no, because if it's the Hogs, that means pigs, and pigs get slaughtered, and they'll be bitter. And there's always someone who's going to say, don't like the name.
Well, it's also a 30-plus-year-old reference that most of your young fan base has no idea what the tie-in is.
Well, you know what? Bring it back.
Yeah, so
that's
when the
team was good. You can say this is when the team was good.
Right, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe the leader in the clubhouse is Red Tails. We don't know, but it just – and again, it's sources close to the organization say that. The other thing that came out yesterday, and we'll talk to Levera about this, is Fred Smith, the FedEx – owner, minority owner of the Redskins, and the other two minority owners did apparently approach Snyder about selling the team.
Of course
they wanted to buy out Snyder.
Yes, that's what we said.
Unfortunately, Snyder said no.
Of course, we said they're trying to undercut him. That was a maneuver.
The undercover tour. It's very popular.
It never made sense that those guys all of a sudden didn't want to be associated. They wanted to sell their stake. As Cake said, it's a gold mine. You don't sell gold mines.
Right. That's like if you had 25,000 shares of Amazon that you bought at $200, and you said, I'm going to sell all these today. I'm just going to get rid of these that are worth $3,000 a piece.
It's like not going out to water your money tree.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, exactly.
That was an obvious ploy to try to, and maybe it'll work. Maybe the NFL will step in and say, Snyder is such a douche. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say $4 billion. Let's go.
I don't know.
$4 billion, and I'll sign.
I don't know if there's a price. If he can just keep just living the way he lives, So what's it gonna be? I actually kind of liked Warriors. I could have dealt with that.
It seems like I think there's some momentum building for Drab's idea, like as a placeholder, because it seems like it's gonna be tough for them to rename.
What do you mean a placeholder?
Like a Washington Football Club for a year while they work on the legitimate name.
Right.
And just to distance themselves Redskins.
So hold on. So they can't say Redskins just for this year and there'll be a new name next year?
I don't know. It seems like the momentum is time.
They can just drop the Redskins.
All right. So then what's the helmet going to be?
Just the burgundy helmet?
Just the W?
It can be the R, the cursive R.
The curse of R.
You can't have the R if you're not the Redskins anymore.
It doesn't necessarily. They're just not officially calling themselves the Redskins.
I understand, but you can't trot out their skins.
Just take the chief head out. You put a block W in there for a year,
or a big
and then
pig.
You move, then you come up with your long term name.
Can we at least do a curly W?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Burgundy and gold curly W.
Yes, let's
do
it.
The worst logo in sports.
Are you kidding?
You think the curly W is a great logo?
It's fine.
It's decent.
I like it.
It's not great.
I've never
it's not
looked
terrible.
At it and went, yuck. I think it's fine.
I mean, it's a jab from every other fan base.
I don't understand.
Well, the Walgreens logo.
Well, does Walgreens have a World Series ring?
They do not.
Thank you.
Well, they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
You all right?
I think the Curly W looks pretty good on a World Series ring.
Right. I just can't believe. I mean, I will say that instinctively, for some reason, I do think I have Native American imagery when I think of Warriors. But which, by the way, is also, again, a tribute. You don't name your team after something awful. But
I think they just want to get out of that business.
I get it.
They don't want anything to do with it.
I get it. So now Native Americans essentially own the term Warriors. It's essentially what you're saying. They've hijacked the term Warriors, and
not saying,
no one else can co-opt it unless you're stepping on their toes.
Hey, there's obviously a connection there. And if I'm Dan Snyder and I'm his band of cronies, I don't want one person ever to ask me about the name of the team ever again.
I agree.
I don't want that to come up ever.
But you just,
I want to be done with it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's about the Warriors term. It's Redskins organization deciding they don't want to be tied to it. Like, I don't think there's a clamoring for Golden State to change their name in basketball.
Yeah, but why would they be tied to it if they said Warriors represents our heroes that, you know,
Much
have
like
fought
Hicks said,
for this country?
They just want to create a distance.
Yeah,
yeah, but isn't that a distance?
They want
that
to
has nothing
a distance
to do with Native
the
Americans.
Past.
They don't want more protests.
Yeah. I understand. I don't want any protests either. Protests are the worst.
They are.
But I don't. But why can't they just say this is what it means to us? And then don't.
Here's the answer.
Believe them?
Here's the answer. Just because.
Yeah.
I'd say they can. They're
just.
Well, just
give us
not to.
Tell us what permission. What we're allowed to say anymore? Like what? I mean, what can we call them? We want to just call them the Tigers or something? Or is that
I told you.
Nah, too boring. Yeah. Too generic.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
And pandas. I'm telling you, the National Zoo here in D.C.
Yeah.
Why Ron Rivera is leading the committee to change the name to cramming in a military
that
reference.
That really is sticking with you, Drab.
I mean, it's a clear cut that he is one of the voices, and he's been here for months. Go ask Joe Gibbs what he wants the name to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
why? What
Ron
is Joe
Rivera
contributing wants to Rivera?
He wants to distance himself, too.
Ron Rivera could be the next Jim Zorn.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He could be 2-14.
Yeah.
And then he's got a stamp on this franchise for the next
4 years.
Hey,
he's respected, Drab.
Why is he just insisting on a veteran link?
I mean, that's just the
report.
Well, because he does a lot of his fundraising and charity work with the military, and
right.
They put that in the statement.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, yeah. I get it. It's we you
now
know,
I'm praying
our military
that,
history.
Now I'm praying
it's going to be called the Commandos or
has,
something.
Is veterans or is has a military tie? Because I know it'll drive Drab crazy.
No, I don't mind them. I don't.
I'm praying that.
I
happens.
Want Joe Gibbs to pick the military tie. I don't want some guy who's never coached a game picking the new name.
But what if Joe Gibbs picks one of the nubby ones? Like, what if he picks?
You know what I'm saying.
Someone well, people will be down
dragons.
With it a little better.
All right, so what are the leaders again now? If we're taking out...
Well, it's got to be Red Tails. It has to be the leader in the clubhouse, right?
I see Red Wolves getting a big push.
Red Wolves?
Yeah, because apparently the Red Wolf is a local to the Mid-Atlantic area, even though it's an endangered species.
The Washington Red Wolves.
And it's also a helicopter or something in the Navy.
I can't believe I'm going to die. My team's called the Red Wolves. I'm going to die in a Red Wolves jersey.
What about the Blackhawks?
No.
They're trying to...
That's more Indian imagery.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't know.
Have you seen the Blackhawks jersey?
Well, yeah. might as well call them the Washington Teepees.
I was thinking, you know what? My bad. I was
it's
thinking. I was thinking helicopters.
Okay,
those are named after.
I know.
Blackhawks.
You know what? It's too early in the morning.
But why did we say that if the Blackhawks are getting a pass? Why are they getting a pass?
Oh, I think they're coming after the Blackhawks too.
I'm sure they will.
They're on the chopping block.
Yeah,
but I thought they were getting a pass for some reason.
Not that I know of.
You know, I was talking to my buddy about that.
Yeah, because hockey's irrelevant.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Is that what it is?
Who knows?
All right, let's take a break. If you want to chime in on the latest news regarding the Redskins, you can at 800-636-1067 on Open Line Thursday on The Fan. Well,
Welcome back. Junkies on an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want at 800-636-1067. We will be joined by Mike Jones from USA Today, NFL columnist, coming up at 7 o'clock to get the latest. Tom Lavero, sports columnist at the Washington Times, 106.7 The Fan contributor. He'll join us at 8 as we talk about the Redskins' name change, what's going on with the owner and the ownership group. So we will talk to him coming up at 8 o'clock. I did see, Eric, if you want a Super Bowl ring, Josh Gordon's apparently is up for auction.
I don't want his ring. Yeah, I saw it.
How did he steal a Super Bowl ring with the Pats?
Yeah.
Patriots.
Yeah. 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 So.
2018. With the, he actually played in 11 games that year. Caught
right.
40 balls for 720 yards.
But he didn't finish the year, right? Didn't they have to release him or something?
Wasn't in the playoffs. He stepped away from the game to focus on his mental health
right.
at that point. Mm-hmm. But he was a contributor during the regular season. And
right.
Did he put it up on eBay or what, how is the getting rid of it? Just has it up for auction somewhere.
Heritage Auctions is handling the process.
What is the opening bid? Do they have?
Says the estimated value is, I guess, $100,000.
Mm, right.
So we'll see where it goes, and it's not known if it's a situation where Gordon needs the money desperately, or he just doesn't feel any tie to the Patriots really, and just. Wants to get rid of it. My guess is he probably needs some money.
Probably needs some cash. Well,
I'm sure he does.
Because those rings are silly. You know, we didn't talk about it. LSU, those kids got three rings. Now, there's a limit to how much each one can be worth. I think it's something like $500. So they're not all real diamonds or anything. But they got a set, I'm sure you guys all saw, of three silly rings if you played at LSU. They got one for winning the SEC title. They got one, I guess, from the college football committee or whatever for winning the national championship. And then LSU gave them their own ring. So they got a nice trifecta just delivered to them a couple days ago. And those things, I mean, could you just imagine being a college kid and wearing those in the bars?
Yeah. Would you wear all three at the same time?
Oh, my God. Those are the coolest looking rings.
I bet Coach O's is real. I bet you his,
oh, yeah.
his is legit.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
His doesn't have the cubic zirconias in it.
Right.
Let's go to
great.
The phones. We've got Mike Jones joining us top of the hour. 800-636-1067. Our pal Trees in Houston on line three. What's up, Tree?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How's it going?
He's
what's
a
up, Tree?
Pickleball player, Cakes.
That's right. He's a pickleball aficionado like
That's
his
right.
boy over here.
That's right.
That's right. It's hard to get games, though, right now. But
right.
Hey, I wanted to call and give you guys a little bit of love and thank you because you helped me more than double my collection of Sports Illustrated covers.
Really? How?
So I was talking to you guys on the show, and somebody in Michigan was listening to you guys, and then he went to my website, somanystadiums.com, and then I had a piece on Sports Illustrated covers because I do a wall calendar every month with covers, and he had fallen into a bunch of them, and he said, "Do you want any?" And I said, "Sure." So he shipped me 37 pounds worth of covers all the way back to 1954.
Nice.
Mm.
Hey, you probably have the Sports Illustrated the Junkies were featured in.
Are you going to frame them up and put them in your basement?
Well, so what I do is I put them all in sleeves, and then I have a big wall, right? And then I have so many of them. I have like thousands of them now, right?
Oh, okay.
And then each month I do a wall calendar that's made up of strictly covers from those days, you know, throughout the years. So
he's got too much time on his hand. He's visiting every stadium across the country.
Yeah.
And he's playing around with Sports Illustrated covers.
Are you independently wealthy? You must be. I've seen your spread on Twitter.
Tree, send us a picture, okay?
That's
tweet
really
us
cool.
at Junks Radio.
All right, will do, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Stay Appreciate safe down it. There in Texas.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Joe in Richmond. Hey, Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junkies. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing all right.
What's up,
man?
Joe?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm just calling to chime in on this Washington Redskins thing.
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank, I guess it's Valdez that puts us on the phone, because I let him know that I was a full-blooded Indian. I think that's the only reason I got through.
And are you?
Yeah, my fa-
Were you telling the truth?
Yes, sir, actually, I am.
All right.
Yes, sir, actually, I am. Of Halo Asapone, the tribe is based out of Holliston, North Carolina. And I would say my family is half and half. Like, half of my family are Redskins fans. And now, I personally never felt any type of, you know, any type of way about the team being called the Redskins. But I will tell you this: one day, one powwow we was having at the showplace down in Richmond, and I had my kids. We're all in our Redskins gear. My baby was in a Redskins onesie. I'm Redskin head to toe, gloves, everything. And everything's all good until I get pulled to the side by one of the elders, and he starts schooling me on how offensive it is. You know, how offensive the word is and the history of the owner and whatnot. I mean, everybody could do their own research in it. And it's, you know, it's a touchy situation. It's slightly racist, you know, to say the least. But, you know, I mean, maybe it's time for a change, maybe not. You know, maybe we can keep the same. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of money involved. But at the end of the day,
cat's out of the bag. They're changing the name.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah,
they're not going back.
We don't know what it is yet. I mean, but are you going to keep Correct. The colors? Are you going to keep the same Indian theme? If you do keep the Indian theme, what do you guys think about the same?
They're not.
The Washington Tomahawks.
No chance.
No Washington Tomahawks.
That is impossible.
I mean, they're not doing that.
Thank you, Joe.
This is why you almost didn't get through.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're just not doing that.
You can do that. Put a big stake on the helmet.
I mean, if they think Warriors is too closely associated. I mean,
they're going to have 40,000 people. I scaled down the crowd size. Tomahawk chopping? Uh-huh. It's not going to go over well.
No. Again, the story that was coming out yesterday from sources close to the organization are they're going to move away from any sort of tie to Native American imagery. So that's why we were saying Warriors is probably a name that's not going to be included in the mix of possibilities.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be, like, you can have a different imagery used.
Of course, but I'm just saying, look, you can interpret it differently. They say that they're walking away from it in regards to the name and the logo. They seem married to burgundy and gold. Dan Snyder seems married to burgundy and gold.
Well, he wants to cling to something.
Well, he doesn't want to get bullied out of everything.
Right. You want to cling to something.
Well, aren't wolves kind of the domain of Native Americans too?
Well, no. I mean, now
can't you claim they live in the mountains?
Can't they claim
that they have
wolves?
A tie to Native Americans?
Dances with wolves. Wolves is big in Indian culture.
Because an Indian was named Dances with Wolves, you can't name the Redskins
wolf name. I'm just saying that if Warriors is
because Kevin Costner had an Indian name,
has Native American imagery. I think Wolves does as well.
We should just ask them what we can name them, because they apparently know, they have all the answers and they own all the words.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, Mike Jones from USA Today, NFL columnist, will join us. He can fill us in on the Redskins name change, the ownership, and more as we go around the league in the NFL with Mike Jones here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.